At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. This is the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports. You can find them online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They are a West Michigan business just located between Rockford and Greenville along 14 Mile Road. And a great place if you're interested in picking up a Yamaha golf cart or perhaps an ATV, side-by-side, motorcycle, e-bike, scooter. They've got scooters. Maybe even one of those one-wheeled things that you can cruise around and annoy people on. Or perhaps that guy that comes and bangs on your door and tries to sell you stuff. They're always like on some type of scooter. God, I hate that. So there you go. Welcome in, and so check them out online. Amanda is here. Her the colonoscopy is done. I told you, though, I didn't realize that was your first one. I thought that you may have had one in the past. But no, first one for her, so she was kind of worried about what happens with that thing. But I'm sure it was no big deal. And now you're back at home, and you finish up your week. She writes, I woke up in the middle of it. Oh, no, I've never heard of that happening. Do tell. Give me some info on that. So basically, you woke up and they were rooting around in you, examining your colon. I have never heard that happening before. Give us some details. She said, I asked them if I was supposed to be feeling this. Hey,
guys. I can feel rooting around in there. I kind of like it. Get a little bit more rough. It's like that time when my cousin had sex with me.
That's what Donko says, too. She thought her cousin was there. Corey's here with his silly troll faces. Thanks. God, you really stick to that, don't you? That's like your thing. So what happened after you felt that? Did they say, what do you think? And then you said, I
love it.
And then or did they give you more medicine to knock you out again? That's a bad job by whoever is administering the anesthesia. I don't understand how that could have happened. Corey says, that's how Twitch works, boomer. You know, just by seeing you there, and now with that comment, I'm reminded of how much I didn't miss you. But welcome. Amanda says, I think it's just me. I'm just that powerful. Bob says the pre-procedure toilet destruction must have been epic. So she is down to 299.4. Okay. Now, I suggest this. You ease into food and maybe try to use this as the catalyst for turning your eating habits around. Okay. Run a deficit. Avoid the shit that you eat. And count your calories and take a walk and quit being an asshole. And maybe, just maybe, with a little bit of consistency, you'll be able to save your own life. How great of a story would be would it be if after 1 year from now, because we are nearing 1 year of Jeremy being 120 pounds lighter, if we can then follow up with you in 1 year, and that time's going to go by fast. 1 week at a time, 1 day at a time, 1 week at a time, if you could have some degree of success. Now, history would say you are going to fail. Do you have the ability to prove history wrong? So, I've been listening to you for years talk about this. If you do this and are successful, you would have proved me wrong. Does that, hopefully that motivates you, because I don't think you can do it because of the nonstop catastrophic failures you have put yourself through. I would say you have proven that you do not have what it takes to turn this around. You will have to have bucked the trend of giving up after, 48 hours, which is what you usually do. And I'm not even saying that to be insulting or degrading or mean. But you have done nothing but convince everybody in this group that you do not have the ability to focus and pull a Jeremy. Jeremy, and this is bad because Jeremy likes to say that girls are not capable of losing weight. He says, and so use that as motivation. Use me as motivation. Use your own life for motivation. But basically, I don't know, write some notes around the house, say, don't eat like an asshole today. As we welcome in the multi-talented Eric Nagel. He adds, your lighting looks very good. You almost look pleasant. Well, I appreciate that, E-Rock. Thoughts on Howard Stern wrapping up a career? Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't think Howard's done, by the way, E-Rock. He probably could be if he wanted to. In fact, I know he could, but I don't know if he's. I think he's still got something left in the tank at 71 years old. I don't necessarily care for how he sounds these days, nor do I find it interesting. I guess the Lars interview the other day was actually fairly good. Ryan says, I cannot imagine Howard will be done. He's the king of media. King of all media, after all. I don't know if that applies these days. E-Rock says, people are idiots. They are all saying canceled the show when a British gossip rag saying rumors they won't resign. Saying rumors they won't re-sign him. Okay, so nothing is official then. Maybe, I'm sure he would love it if that weren't true. We shall see. But I certainly ran with it and said he's done. I have no knowledge of anything, of course. So you can see on the title of this show that I sustained an injury. And yesterday, I came around the corner finishing up my run, and I thought I broke my hip. I had something moving around, and it actually went crack-a-lack-a, crunch-a-muncha. And I could feel it. It affected how I stepped, and I thought it came, like, out. And immediately stopped. And it was terrible because I had like about 40, 50 yards to go. I would have achieved my goal for the day of being sub 8:45 for that last mile. And it was rough. And now I am limping around like a son of a bitch. I can barely put weight on it. You've all seen me like stretch out my hip when I've been standing here doing the show, which I'm going to attempt to do in a little bit here. But, it was that. I don't know, maybe too much, too fast, who knows. But, my God, that was frightening. So, I limped home, and I sat down for a bit. And by the time that I got up, it had everything had is now hurting. Like the initial shock was bad enough, but then as I things settled down, I stood up and I could barely put pressure on. I was like, oh fuck. So I'm moving around today, but just barely. It is uncomfortable. If I take a leak during the show today, you will see exactly how badly I'm moving. Donko says, I'm starting to think running is bad for you, Easy. Nah, it's fine. No big deal. Concerning Stern, E-Rock says, everything that article said was that Howard said the last several months that SiriusXM hasn't talked to him to negotiate. Plus, he's mad they're making Alex Cooper the face of the company. Jeremy says, would you describe yourself as so badly injured? No, and by the way, Madison, of course, we had a Category 2 Madison hurricane make landfall last night. And this is how it went for me. I was in here, and then I heard, oh, my God, and I come walking cautiously out of this room, and I'm looking around, and then I notice that the sound is coming from one of the bedrooms, and Madison's husband, Ash, my son-in-law, is talking her, trying to make her feel better. And I don't know how she's responding. It seemed a little wonky, but then I'm like, well, this is perfect, though. This is how it is, you know, most of the time. And we have to, you know, do this, but this is husband job now. So I look at Pooh Bear. She looks at me. We kind of shrug. All right, fuck it. And I said to her, what the hell's wrong with her? And she says, well, she's upset about this, that, and the other thing. And that's okay. And then I walk back into the bedroom, and now she's talking to Mom. And I'm kind of like just playing it cool. Eventually, she gets out of the nosedive, and she started laughing, referring to it as a Category 2. I go, that was a Category 2 Hurricane Maddie. And, or Manny. Nickname is Manny. Hurricane Manny. And I go, yeah, we've experienced fives here. You don't know it. But this was just a 2. No big deal at all. Amanda writes, wow. My mom just told me that people say Howard Stern is the reason Dana Plato killed herself. Okay, that was Kimberly on Different Strokes. And that was going on yesterday. People were talking about that. And I don't know how true that is. I know that Plato appeared on Stern's show back in the day. And then the next day she was dead. And I don't know exactly. I'm sure Howard probably made her look like an asshole. But I don't know. I can't say that that's true. E-Rock, have you ever heard anything about that one? Or did she sign like a note that said Howard Stern made me kill myself? E-Rock says she was also an avid drug addict. Yes, I do remember that. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to get behind the I don't think that Howard Stern made her kill herself. Corey says she was probably she was probably close to the edge anyway. I mean, if you're Howard, you definitely. I mean, that kind of sucks. I think Howard's been talked about as having killed more than one person. Back in the day, Howard, when he started syndicating his show from New York to Philly, he was taking on a local morning guy named John DiBella, who might still be around to this day. I'm not really sure. But DiBella was one of the first people that Stern went after in that capacity, and he ended up overtaking him in the ratings. And if he did do that, he would have a funeral for you. And eventually, according to his book, Private Parts, DeBella's was on the outs with his wife. And one of Stern's whack packers took DeBella's wife out on a date. And there's pictures of him, like, you know, kissing on her and shit like that. And then after that, supposedly DeBella's wife or ex-wife killed herself. And so a lot of people blamed Howard for her death, which I don't know if you can say that at all. I think that's a very easy thing to say about someone. E-Rock says, no, what the hell happened there? Maybe I'm getting that wrong. Her death was not because of Howard. Well, yeah, I didn't think that anyway, but people blamed Howard. He wrote about it in his book that it was people were giving him the shit, saying, oh, it's your fault, Howard, you killed her. I didn't kill her, you fucking idiots. Dana Plato, she got goofed on the show and people were making fun of her. Tough shit. She knew what she was getting into. She had to promote for a living. That's kind of the way I look at it. I don't think that there's I don't think you can just blame one person who's trying to help you along, promote whatever it is you're promoting. And who, God only knows what the hell Dana Plato was promoting, but she was kind of fucked up to begin with. The one thing that stood out to me, and I posted it yesterday, was the Howard Stern blackface bit, which I think that Howard looked back on the blackface bit and he actually was embarrassed by that. I think he revealed that. You know, there was a time that Howard, who he is now, you know? If you were to look at Howard now doing what he does, I bet you if you played for him the blackface bit, he would be completely disgusted with himself. This is way back. He was playing the part of Ted Danson. And the guy from the Jefferson, Sherman, is it Helmsley or Hemsley? Sherman from the Jeffersons was playing the part of Whoopi Goldberg. And Howard was playing the part of Ted Danson, and he had blackface on for some reason. I don't know what the fuck reason why, but oh, my God. The usage of the N-word in that was very, very strong. I didn't dare play it on here yesterday. I did link it up in the show notes. But I think Howard is kind of disgusted with himself because it did one of those resurfaces at some point a few years ago. Remember how that was all the rage? You go back in the past and get something of somebody saying something and try to hold it against them in the context of today, which is fucked up. E-Rock says there is a reason he owns his archives, so a lot of it could be scrubbed. The Billy West era was hilarious, but externally extremely rough by today's standards. E-Rock was in the thick of it, being that he grew up in that part of the country, and being that it works in radio. I'm sure you've had interactions. Oh, hey, you leaving me? Okay. Where are you going again? You going? You got two spots?
Yeah, Ryan.
Okay, and then Katie. Okay. Bye bye. Love you too. Amanda says yes. E-Rock, isn't that considered whitewashing? Maureen says, I'm glad you guys don't hold my past against me. Oh yes, excessive use of the N-word. You sick idiot. So my podcasting class is set to begin on August 18th, a week from Monday. And I had to come up with, as the adjunct professor, student learning outcomes. The class is called Introduction to Podcasting and Radio. It used to be more about radio. And then, well, I mean, radio's kind of on the outs these days, it seems like. So they wanted to make podcasting in the what most of the curriculum would be. There's a guy that had been teaching the class forever, a fellow that I know of named Phil Tower. And for whatever reason, he said, hey, I think I'm getting out of the game. So the department head is Dr. Penny Avery. I've known Penny Avery for 20 years. She reaches out to me. She goes, hey, we're taking a different direction with the class this year with more of an emphasis on podcasting. You've got a rounded knowledge of everything. Would you like to teach the class? And I go, yeah, actually, I would. I'll do it. So it's 16-week class. I'm teaching it. She is my teaching partner because I don't have a master's degree. So she actually has to be in the classroom while I'm there in the back. She goes, Eric, I don't know anything about podcasting. She's a communications, has a master's degree in communications. And I guess she's known as Dr. Avery, who, you know, if you, when you're like a teacher, whatever, you can get a doctorate in something. That's her. So she's in the back of the class. I'm in the front of the class. 15, 16 students, me, and we're going to teach class. So she said, all right, you have to come up with student learning outcomes as part of the syllabus, the preview of the course. We pass out the syllabus. On it are student learning outcomes. And I go, she goes, what are they? I go, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I couldn't talk about podcasting, but what are student learning outcomes? And she says, all right, you know, like the students will be able to at the end of our class. So you need to write those out, like five or six of them. I'm going to share with you what I came up with. If you take my class, EZ's podcasting class, students will be able to, and I wrote it right down right here, create their own podcast. To do this, several topics will be introduced to facilitate the creation of the show. And I left it like open to interpretation. No, not open to interpretation, but I didn't get too detailed about that. Things like monetizing the production aspect of it, working on posting the podcast, basic stuff, but that these people have no idea what to do. Basically, they'll be able to, if they wanted to, create a podcast. Students will learn how to make money through podcasting. That should be the top thing, frankly, because that's the only thing anybody cares about. Students will know what types of traditional radio content that are still viable today. There are some types of radio content that are viable today. Students will have an understanding of podcast and radio history that led to today's trends. Students will be able to implement best practices for all types of broadcasting to make the content more listenable. Students will be able to post recorded video content to a platform or live stream with multiple cameras. So I came up with those, and I sent them off to her. I go, what do you think? I'm hoping, she says, all right, sounds good. And then we get started in this class. Then I have to sit down and plan each day's class. Like I said, 16 classes, more than 3 hours of class time for each class. There we go. Nick in Grand Rapids says, those sound good. Big Fraud News Network headline from Ryan, man who frequently goes live with camera feed and no one in room to teach kids how to do the same. Amanda says, you know all this stuff? Megan writes, students will learn how to get drunk people to shut the fuck up while podcasting live with the audience. David says, will you be Professor Zane, Professor Eric Zane, or Professor Eric Zaitunian? Well, it's got to be Eric Zane. I can't say I'm Eric Zaitunian. More talk about Howard. E-Rock says, no, it's rewriting history. Whitewashing is reading black history. So that's not whitewashing, Amanda. Bob says Howard gets away with that, but Kid Chris gets canned for his parody song. Amanda says LOL. And replaced by Danny Bonaducci of all people. Amanda says, just put your what I wanted to do into AI. Yeah, I haven't quite gotten into that. I don't know if I want to actually start to utilize AI for things like this. Because I get the impression that when AI writes something, the person who put it in AI will tend to look at it and go, good enough for me. Sounds okay. Sounds acceptable. It's almost like you're doing it to dupe yourself and whoever is you know, digesting the material that the AI is writing. If I write it myself, and then I'm all that time kind of percolating as to how I want to address it with the class, it's easier for me to formulate my thoughts in the direction of what I want to talk about rather than having AI write it and then changing the way I think and how I might want to present the class based on what AI wrote. You know what I mean? It almost feels like it's cheapening the process. That's what I've discovered when I have AI make these one-minute little clips that I publish on my social media. Like whatever I'm doing right now, AI will pull these one-minute clips that you post to social media that kind of like highlight who I am, maybe get people interested in what I'm doing. And there's like subtitles on the bottom. I don't make those. The AI does. And what I've noticed is when I click on them and listen to them, I'm like, it's kind of capturing me, but not exactly. I mean, it does its best to take something that I say, 1 minute encapsulation, taken, gleaned from a 2-hour show, and it's almost there, but it just feels like it's not quite there.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
But I don't have the time or the energy to go through my show bit by bit and lift out parts and edit them together to make it, you know what I mean? I'm not, otherwise I'll be doing that for like too much time when I get done with this show. And so I still use it, but it's all right. It's not great. Corey says, will special guest hosts of the Boomer, you can have a special guest host of the, with the Boomer Bunker. That would be John. I think John's dying, by the way. All right. So the class is coming together. And I'm excited about it, and the only thing I want out of this is that the young people actually get something out of it, and that I was able to keep their attention. I think it's more difficult than ever to keep someone's attention in the way the world is. People want something instant gratification. And then we have to come up with things to test these people on and writing exams and shit. I think this will be an excellent source of content, but I have to be careful. The last thing I want to do is say anything to alienate any of the students in the class so that they say, hey, wait a minute. You know, I don't want to talk about anybody specifically. If I'm going to talk about anything in the class, it's going to be my failures. Okay? And I don't want to make the students feel bad in any way. I want to keep doing it, frankly. Ryan says, I hope you're nervous as hell to do this. I am. I am nervous as hell. This is something that is not in my comfort zone. Teaching. I've never done this before in my life. Stevie says, I'd be pooping water if it was me. All right. So there you go. The class is taking shape. I'm injured. Today is a broadcast day like no other. Well, we do it every week. It is a big fraud Thursday. We complete the free podcast. We do the Patreon bonus podcast. And then 6 p.m., we have Who Are These Free Beers? Followed by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. A lot going on today. Sign up at patreon.com/Eric Zane for 7 days free, and you can enjoy the Patreon content. E-Rock says, tell them don't post 20 times a day with BS content. That's a good tip. If you're going to post something, make it worthwhile. Make it interesting. Make it fun. Chris says, make sure you bring up how terrible the Catholic Church is repeatedly. Interesting concept there. So you don't have to be Catholic to teach at Aquinas College. I am, but you all know, I don't practice. In fact, I've distanced myself from the church over the years. And I've been extremely critical of the church. Numerous attacks over the years on the anti-gayness of it. And the usual nonsense that people get annoyed with the Catholic Church. If they found out about that, I might get my ass fired. That might be something. I hope that that doesn't happen. But if it does, you know I'm going to lean into that shit. I got an email from new audience member. I forget what he goes by. His name is Brian. On the chat, his name is KTM Kingpin. We welcomed him in yesterday. As you know, the way I build this show is brick by brick. So if I see somebody new or I'm tipped off, I want to find out how they found out about the show. And he just recently stumbled upon it. And this happens from time to time. Since my years away from Free Beer and Hot Wings, which was back many, many years ago, I am still to this day encountering people who are just figuring out what's going on here and what I've been up to. Brian was one of those. He's from Springfield, Illinois. He says, EZ, I know you got a lot of irons in the fire, but I'll give you the quick rundown of my story with you and FBHW. My brother and I listened when we got ready for high school back in 06-07 on WQLZ in Springfield, Illinois. Die hard listenership, VIP. So he subscribed to the content and we would post it and he'd get it then too. My brother and friends that listened dropped off after you getting fired and then after Joe left the show. But I stuck with Three Beer and Hot Wings periodically checking in to see what you were up to. Within the last year, their show really started to suck. I happened to check back on you, and I actually just did this a couple weeks ago, and I found this gold mine that you've got going on, and I'm hooked. Pretty much everything that I was thinking in my head about FBHW sucking and how it's changed and just not good anymore was confirmed once I started watching your content specific to them. You and Ben really bring everything to light on how bad it really is. And he says, it does feel like I'm beating an addiction or something. Like I was trapped listening to FBHW. And I've talked about that many times. It has like a spell on people. And it isn't until I bash them over the head with some goddamn examples of how shitty it is that they go, ah, fuck, he's right. I always liked you on the show back in the day. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing on Twitch and the Patreon. It's all great. I'm trying to catch up on the content. And I am canceling my FBHW subscription in full in on Easy. P.S. My nickname on Twitch, KTM Kingpin, is a gamer tag from being left out on playing GTA 5 with my buddies online from about 10 years ago. So I ran out, bought an Xbox so I could play, and it asked for a gamer tag. I went and I got a KTM motorcycle, blah, blah, blah. Stupid name, I know. No, it's fine. No need to respond. Keep up the great work. Well, there you go. I'm responding anyway. I love reading. I love stories like that of one at a time getting people to get on board with this. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And with that being said, today's Who Are These Freebeers? Holy shit. It is going to be a quite a revealing show on episode number 64. First, I unpacked them doing this whole double entendre thing that has been a staple of that show for far too long. It's not funny. It's stupid. They waste a lot of time on it. And you have rapid fire, every single member of that show doing these stupid double entendre jokes. We break that down. I also have a segment that I'm featuring of them doing a topic about, and I'm reading directly from the rundown sheet that I have, things or sounds you don't really hear anymore. So the idea there is, all right, let's get calls from the audience, things you just don't hear anymore. Hey, you don't hear the dial-up internet. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Thanks for calling. Next call. That's what they're doing. You don't hear about things like that because of technology or changing times. And this opens up a Pandora's box to our pal Hot Wings to go so hard in the paint and so long-winded with a multitude of pointless details that you can just, oh, you can feel the energy is the small amount that they have during the segment just being sucked out of the room. Freebeer makes a mistake of saying to Hot Wings, hey, yeah, explain what you mean by that. And with that, that gives him kind of like the green flag to take a deep dive on how sometimes TV stations would go off the air and play the national anthem just before they went off the air. And, oh boy, this one is chock full of those moments that we've detailed before where they feign interest and they'll go, yeah, you don't say. Huh, isn't that something? Ugh. My God, I will feature, let's see, 18 rip-roaring clips, at least, on my portion of Who Are These Freebeers. I will join forces with one Ben Glaze. He has his clips, and it will result in 1 hour of amazing, amazing content that you will enjoy. My goal is to get someone from the Freebeer and Hot Wings audience stable who hated my guts, who like hates my guts now. And then after me making this entirely great degree of sense, actually getting them to say, God damn it, you've been pissing me off for so fucking long, and I hate to admit it, but you're fucking right. You are fucking right. I'll tell you what. I'm going to play for you a snippet. I'm going to give you a preview. And if this doesn't entice you to sign up on Patreon for free, 7 days free, then I don't know what will. It's about goddamn time somebody took these assholes to task with this shitbed content. So they're doing the topic about things or sounds you don't really hear anymore. Here, Kelly talks about something she rarely hears.
CD going in was always like so smooth.
I did that with a DVD last weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. She's talking about a CD, the tray opening and closing. Sorry, I should have given you more context there. She likes that sound.
It was like so smooth.
I did that with a DVD last weekend.
Yeah.
Because I decided, the kids will, they're old enough now. We should watch Anchorman. They're going to like think that's funny. And then all of the channels I had, it was on one that I don't have. So it was like $5. And I go, Well, I have the Blu-ray downstairs. So let me go get it. And I put it in the little, old $30 DVD player that I bought just for this.
What was the normal way?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Now, if Hot Wings ended with, I did that just the other week. This is stupid content to begin with. Just the whole bit is stupid. But if he ended it with, I did that with a DVD last weekend, that would have been all we needed. However, we had to get the entire Hot Wings minute-by-minute breakdown of how he put a DVD into a player, how he, the rationale of letting the kids watch Anchorman, Hot Wings figuring out that it costs a few bucks to watch on a channel. We get him rationalizing the idea of going downstairs to find the DVD and then him finally putting the DVD into the player. Why the fuck did we need you to break that down in such an in-depth manner?
It was like so smooth.
I did that with a DVD last weekend.
Yeah.
That's all he needed. But this is what you got.
Because I decided, the kids will, they're old enough now. We should watch Anchorman.
Okay.
They're going to like think that's funny. And then all of the channels I had, it was on one that I don't have. So it was like $5. And I go, I have the Blu-ray downstairs. So
we don't need any of this, asshole. Why are you telling us the whole goddamn breakdown of how you decided to do this?
And I put it in the little,
And they're all like helping him along with, because they can feel it. The same way you and I feel it with our hairs going up the back of our necks. We're like, okay, wrap it up.
Now, $30 DVD player that I bought just for this.
What was the normal way?
Yeah, exactly.
Freebeard can't help himself. He's trying to interrupt him to get him to shut the fuck up. So bad. And that's just the beginning. That is just the beginning because he's not done. He's not done. He never has had the ability to understand, to discern what is pointless and garbage and what is actually something interesting. He does not know how to do that. I think it's some type of fucking deficiency or some type of mental illness that makes it so that he cannot filter out all these crazy, wild, pointless details that nobody needs to hear ever. Fuck me. Jeremy says, start calling Hot Wings the show's breaks because it all comes to a halt when he talks. No, absolutely. And I just hearing him do that, it brings me back to, I was like, God damn it. Why are you doing this? It's just a show killer. It's a bit killer. That's why we play those drops with that lady saying, the boring machine is stuck. And I'd play it while he's talking, but it would never, ever resonate with that guy. Ever. He would always ignore that. It's like, I'm trying to make you funny. Your shit is so bad that I have to do this to make you enjoyable. You're a pile of shit broadcaster. You're a nice guy. You're a sweet fellow, but you suck cock. Ladies and gentlemen, Saul is calling in. Blind Saul.
Hey, Eric. How's it going? I only have a few minutes, but what's up?
Yeah, I saw you're coming to the pinball event.
Yeah, am I on the air?
Oh, sorry, I should have told you that. Yeah, I'm podcasting right now.
Okay, good. I'm not going to swear, but I just wanted to be sure. So I am planning on going. Not sure about the 23rd, but I but it sounds fun because I think the last time I saw you, you took me home from the food thing.
Yes, I visited with your mother and your brother
dad. The hockey game, that was not the last time I saw you. The last time was before I moved out of my parents'
house. I didn't see you at the hockey game because you left because the horn was too loud.
Right. Well, I don't know if that was the case.
Oh, it was. I got the text message. You were so frustrated because the team came back out for warm-ups and they blasted the horn and you said, that's it, I'm out of here.
I think maybe it was, but I think the main reason why I left was it was getting late and I wanted to go home and beat the rush. I think that was the main reason why I left. Not necessarily, the horn was part of it, but there was the other reason.
Well, there are people in the chat right now that actually hate that horn.
I know. That's what Megan said yesterday when I listened to it, when you tried to reach out.
Yeah. So Saul, are you on your own now? Or are you still at home?
Nope. I've been moved out since May 14th, 2023.
Wow, you got the date. Outstanding.
It was Mother's Day that day, so that's all I remember it.
Oh my God. I bet she cried. I bet mom cried, Saul.
Maybe. I don't remember.
You know, because her little buddy's leaving.
I bet you she shed some inner tears.
Yeah. Well, Saul, everybody's excited to see you. We're going to smoke some cigarettes and do some beer bongs.
Can't wait.
Saul, there's a couple people that are wondering how it's going to work, being that you that you can't see how you'll be able to dominate the pinball party.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I might just go for the fun and hang out. I know that in the past when I've been to arcades like Dave & Buster's, they have trivia games.
Oh. So
who knows?
Okay.
I don't know if they have those here. Or they will have, like, Dave & Buster's has Wheel of Fortune, or they have Deal or No Deal, you know, so who knows?
Okay.
Maybe.
It's a retro game thing, but, you know, there's a very famous story about, have you ever heard of the band The Who?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so they got that Tommy, he played pinball, he was a pinball wizard.
But I like Elton John's version better.
Okay, well, there you go, but Tommy's blind!
Right.
So you could be like the Tommy in the real world here. You can, who knows, you might be like really great at it.
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe.
So I was talking yesterday about the paintball event and way back and the paintball event might have been a bit much for you, wasn't it?
I mean, it helped that I had a friend there, so I mean, it was fun. I mean, it was fun to wear the armor and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know? And it helped that, like I said, my friend was able to show up. But I don't know. I don't know if he'll be able to come, but I'll try to get my brother, who you met, to come because he likes food.
He likes food. We'll see. Okay. Well, we're going to meet at the Corner Bar on the 22nd of August. That's a Friday.
Right.
And you know that. And some of these folks who you've met before are going to be there. So this is awesome.
Sure, it is.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Saul, you're a saint. Thanks for putting
Thank
up
you.
With me.
Yep, you bet. I gotta go back to my desk. So.
Okay, have a good day.
I'll see you later this month.
Have a good day.
Take care.
Bye. Hey. Hey, Eric. I like how he started with, hey, Eric. Outstanding. Saul can't see shit. He is blind as hell. All right. Some of you may know Saul. I had a suggestion the other day from Man Bun Chris. Play Saul doing his IDs. He recorded some, hey, you're listening to the Eric Zane Show podcast. This is Blind Saul. And I don't have those right in front of me, but I will get those. Thank you for the suggestion on that. Those are some old audio clips that I need to make available. So it's good to hear from Saul. I forget what the fuck I was talking about. I was talking about who are these freebeers coming up. on today's show, 6 p.m. Ben Glaze is here, my partner in crime on that show. So that is cool. This person, I can't even see their name. Hang on. Oh, it's Cardiff Electric. I think Cardiff Electric is here. That would be outstanding if that were the case. The world-famous Cardiff Electric is in attendance right now, if that is actually Cardiff Electric. I hope it is. Who I think I'm going to run into Cardiff Electric in September at the Who Are These Podcasts live show at the Magic Bag featuring Dave Landau, Carl, producer Chris, trucker Andy, Drew, Mark Fellhauer, Brandon. That'll be a fun time coming up September something in Detroit. The 12th, Friday, September 12th. So there you go. Stevie points out with a great line, Saul is a hairy little fella. This is a great moment. We were at the Great Food Giveaway years ago. And so we're giving out free food to people after the fundraiser. And people are pulling up. We're putting the Christmas food in their vehicles. And we're winding down. And Saul is like, hey! I gotta leave. I gotta go. No, I take it back. Maybe he was arriving. I think he was arriving. Doesn't matter. I'm hot wingsing the details. All you need to know is that his shirt was kind of riding up in the back and he didn't have a belt on or something. So you could kind of see a large portion of his ass crack. And Saul's a little buddy, you know, his pants barely fit him. You know, he's like swimming in the pants. And a good amount of body hair was seen in the ass crack area. And I was like, oh, God damn it, Saul, pull up your pants. And some kind of trying to save him. You know, he doesn't know that he can. People are looking at his ass crack. But holy shit. Sarah Rook Ruck Roosh sees it. And she goes, holy shit, and the quote was, he's a furry little fucker. And that was awesome. Zane, bring back Thursdays with Cardiff every Friday. That was at the early stages of Cardiff Electric. People still thought Cardiff was a psychopath at that point. He was still really kind of a weirdo at that time. Now he's just a dude. And he's one of the biggest podcasts in America. I don't know if you guys are aware of that right now, but the Cardiff Electric Show is one of the top shows in the entire Dabbleverse and beyond. I would not consider myself to be a willing participant in the Dabbleverse. I don't really get involved in all of the shit. Some of you are like, what the fuck is a Dabbleverse? You'll find out on your own. I can't spend every waking. It's people who are part of the Who Are These Podcast universe who they all talk shit about each other. Okay? The same way I talk shit about Freebird and Hot Wings, they all talk shit about each other. There's always some type of drama. There's a lot of pro wrestling involved in this. That things are a lot of works, and you don't know if it's a work. Is a work or it's not a work, or if it's real heat, or somebody's a heel, somebody's a face, somebody turns. I don't know. All right, that is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.